Leon coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please give it up and give a warm rocket and roll welcome to my friend, Leon Gentile.
Oh, man, I feel like I didn't put my head back on. It's like, you know, that's fantastic. But you guys have no idea that when I come here, it's not so much you waiting to see me. I'm waiting to see you. You know, because I'm in Vegas. That's where I live. I do a lot of work in Los Angeles. And, man, it's dry in those places. I mean, seriously, it's not just because it's a desert. It's really dry. So I have to come here and get some love. I got to get some moisture to take back and pour on those folks, man. So this is what you guys bring to the table. When I come here, I get a big scoop of you, and I carry you for a good year. That's about as long as I can stay away. And then I have to come back, get my next, you know, scoop and go and spread it around. So, and Pastor Keith has just been the jewel of it all. Not only are we best friends, but we both share that music thing. So we came from there. He picked me up at the airport yesterday. Guess what we're talking about? All the way back. And we missed turn offs and all kinds of, I don't know. I don't know where we were in Milwaukee by the time we got through, but it was hours. It took us hours. I know this is only like an hour round trip for the airport. But, man, we just got to talking about music, and it just filled our heart what God was doing in both of our lives at this age. You know what I'm saying? At this age. Pastor Keith's playing like he's still young. I like that one. I love that. But, see, that's what he says. The glory of this present house is going to be greater than that of the former. So a lot of us that, you know, we're baby boomers for sure, but, you know, God still got a lot of days ahead that he wants to do some great things through us. So I'm just so glad that we all share in that together, and we're just going to watch him do some fabulous things as we move through the next days, next weeks, next months of our years. So anyway, I want you to stand up just for a second. I want you to throw your hands toward heaven, and I want you to say this with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. There is no one like you in all of the earth. When that name Jesus is mentioned, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And we proclaim him today in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen.
Everything. J-S-U-S. He's my Lord and King. J-S-U-S. My head man.
talking about Jesus. Moms we got in the house, grandmas,
woo,
single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, this is for you,
woo.
She wakes up early in the morning, prepares her thoughts for the day, she always takes time for the holy book, down on her knees. She prays. She's the only one she can rely on for the needs of her and her child. Sacrificing, clipping coupons while her friends are out being wild. I'm strong, I'm a winner, is what she'll always say. I'm strong, I'm a winner. For my 240 day, I'm strong, I'm a winner. It's what she'll always say. For my 240 day, she finds a piece of property, negotiates it down to the bone. She never pays more than what she bargained for, but she's a woman and all alone. Fix it up and make it pretty. Hey. Even restructure the loan. People would say,
it's a beautiful house.
It's a beautiful house.
But it's her touch that makes it a home. That's right. I'm strong, I'm a winner. It's what she'll always say. I'm strong, I'm a winner. I'm not too foolish day. I'm strong, I'm a winner. It's what she'd always say. I'm not too far each day. It is a motto for each day. When things turned around and prospered, she's the same woman you'd always see. Giving love and sharing life with those within her reach. But who could find such a woman? Well, there's millions throughout our land. They keep a very, very low profile, but they are strong, if not stronger than any man. Okay, strong women, I want you to stand with me. I want you to do this with me. Here we go. I'm strong. I'm a winner.
It's what she'll always say.
I'm strong. I'm a winner.
I'm not too foolish day.
I'm strong. I'm a winner.
It's what she'll always say. I'm not too foolish day.
You have to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm a winner.
It's what she'll always say.
I'm strong. I'm a winner.
I'm not too foolish day.
I'm strong. I'm a winner.
It's what she'll always say. I'm not too foolish day. It is a not too foolish day. It is a not too foolish you stay.
Don't you know? So we got any dancers in the house? We got people who like to dance? Huh? Would you dance a little bit on this one? I don't know if y'all are up to that, but I sure would love it if you get in this one. Come on, y'all. Some places they come and gather around in the front, and they just love on me, you know, while I'm playing. So if you feel that in your spirit, don't be shy. And children dance unto me. And children dance, children I have set you free. Let loyal trumpet shake those tambourines. Make a joyful noise. Let the voices begin to sing. Dance, dance, children, dance, children, dance unto me. Children, dance, children, I have set you free. Just to play your harp now. One another as the music fills the sky. Dance, children, dance, children, dance unto me. Dance, children, dance, children, I have set you free. Dance, children, oh, children, unto me. Oh, children, like David, he danced and danced and danced. Yes, he did with all of his might. You gotta dance with children, oh my children. I could see my father just smiling down on me. If the sun has set you free, oh, you have to let free all my children dance. Children dance, I tell me. Dance, children dance, children, I have set you free. We used to do something like this. We go like this. I don't know if y'all know anything about that. There you go like that. Yeah. I don't know if you know about that one, huh? Yeah. Yeah, we can baptize that one. Oh,
oye cómo va. Mi ritmo bueno pa' gozar. Me la, oye cómo va. Mi ritmo bueno pa' gozar. Dance, children, dance, children, dance unto me. Dance, children, dance, children, I have set you free. Dance, children, dance, children, dance until me. Dance, children, dance, children, I have set you free.
See, what, this, how you, just a suggestion. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now we get the men up, that'd be great. Oh, man. Fantastic, you guys. Okay, so I want to do something special for your pastors because I know this is their day, and they have done so much to love on you guys, and I know how important they are to you. And I just thought it would be cool just to, you know, just give them a little song love. You know what I mean? Just a little hug from us to them. So I don't know if, yeah, that'd be cool. You have me bring some chairs up. Pastor Keith. Pastor Kathy. Front and center, please.
Yes. When I saw that side door opening and I didn't see Dan's face, I grabbed my 380. I thought something was coming in. I'm like, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Good. Well, we're going to. I know she didn't want me to do this, but this is just a part of, you know, because how else can we tell them? Sometimes we're so wrapped up in what's going on with us that we don't have time to say thank you and God bless you and how's your life going, because we're so busy with our own stuff. And this sometimes 24-hour stuff we're dealing with. So we have, and we know we can pour ourselves out to them, and they are faithful, loving people. And they will just receive all of the stuff. And at night, they're probably going, like this. Like psychiatrists, you know, the psychiatrists are going, but, you know, it's just a part of how, the gig that they've got. And I so appreciate both of you guys. You guys are just tremendous people and are doing tremendous things here in Rockford. Yes. So we're going to give them a kind of an up-tempo kind of love this time. So the song goes like this. It goes, higher, 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 ready to rise, higher, higher. Higher, 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 ready to rise. So we're going to do this because we're encouraging, you know, all of us baby boomers need encouragement for the next step we're going. Because sometimes it could be something we don't even expect God getting ready to do. Something right around the corner. He's been waiting all this time to lay on us. So I want them to be encouraged as they go around this corner to this next thing. So that's why we're saying,
higher, higher, ready to rise. Now, the way we're going to do it, we're going to do kind of a physical thing. We're going to go higher, 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 higher. No, you only did this. Higher, higher. Then we go ready to rise. Higher, higher. Higher, higher. No, I'm asking a lot. Higher, higher. Ready to rise. Just like that. Okay? Okay, we could do that much, huh? All they got to carry at night. Okay? So why don't you stand with me and let's try this together. 3, 4. Higher, higher. Higher, higher. Higher, higher. Ready to rise. Higher, higher. Higher, higher. Higher, higher, ready to rise. Oh, that's good, man. That's good. My wife was asking me, she said, well, honey, how come you don't do this higher, higher? Like that, it'd be better, higher, higher. I said, honey, at my age, I just want to just be mellow right here. Higher, higher. Plus, I may rip my clothes, you know. So anyway, I want y'all to sit down, and I'm going to give them something first that's a big hug from me to them and from you to them, because you know what they're carrying for you guys. You know how they pray for you. And sometimes it's hard to say back in words. So I hope these words kind of encompass the hearts of those that love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's coming. Wait for it.
What would I do without your sweet mouth, drawing me in when I used to be out? You got my head spinning, no kidding. Can't bring me down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? On your mind, mystical rhyme. And I'm so busy. No, it didn't be. I'll be alright. My head's under water, but I'm breathing fine. You keep me from going out of my mind. All of me loves all of you. Correcting my direction, loving me through my imperfections. You gave your all to me. I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. I give you all of me. You gave me all of you.
How many times I can help but tell you, not only wise, but you're beautiful too. When the world is beating me down, you're still around. Through all of my moods, through all my downfalls, you're my muse. Heart of my song, my rhythm and blues. Can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's under water, but I'm breathing fine. You keep me from going out of my mind. All of me loves all of you. Correcting my direction, loving me through my imperfection. You gave your all to me. I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. I give you all of me. You gave me all of you. I give you all.
That's it for your pastors. Yeah. Okay. On your feet. Here we go. Come on, y'all can hang. One more time. Yeah, here we go. Come on, y'all. Yeah.
Woo. So finish that thing. Keep that thing back. Ha, 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 ha. Stay right on track. This is your season. Don't compromise. That gift inside of you is ready to rise. You have nothing to fear. Open up your eyes. He's whispering in your ear. Nothing but lies. You have nothing to fear. Open up your eyes. That gift inside of you is ready to rise.
Here we go.
Higher, higher.
Everybody.
Higher, higher. Higher, higher.
What?
Ready to rise. Higher, higher. Higher, higher. Higher, higher.
Other side.
Ready to rise. So fear is clapping. Keep clapping back. Stay right on track. This is your season. Don't compromise. That gift inside of you is ready to rise. You have nothing to fear. Open up your eyes. He's whispering in your ear. Nothing but lies. You have nothing to fear. Open up your eyes. That gift inside of you is ready to rise.
Come on.
Higher, higher.
Here we go.
Higher, higher.
Give me your love.
Higher, higher.
What?
Ready to rise. Higher, higher. Huh. Higher, higher.
What'd you say?
Higher, higher. Ready to rise.
When you're walking across the stage, don't look back, don't look back. On the way to ride things, way ahead of the pack, way ahead of the pack.
How you fly, getting deep in the sun, that'll light you up, you can really run.
Get ready to do something never been done.
Five, four, three, two, one. Nothing to fear. Open up your eyes. He's whispering in your ear. Nothing but lies. You have nothing to fear. Open up your eyes. That gift inside of you is ready to rise. Higher, higher.
Come on, y'all.
Higher, higher.
What?
Higher, higher.
Ready.
Ready to rise.
Other side.
Ready to rise. Higher, higher. Higher, higher.
Higher, higher.
Ready to rise. Higher, higher. Higher, higher. Higher, higher.
Hold it.
Ready to rise.
Yay. That's good. It's a song I've written now for the nation.
Say hi to Scott.
Make America great again. Make America great. A place where we can have faith again. Yes, I believe that we can. Make America great again. Make America great. A place where we can have faith again. Yes, I believe that we can. Let us start from the beginning. Passion for family and friends. Love for those who are different from us. Help the youngsters ascend. There'll be joy, there'll be peace. Living in harmony.
this land of liberty. Make America great again. Make America great. A place where we can have faith again. Yes, I believe that.
You didn't hear that political, because that's, this song is so far beyond any candidate. Nobody's equal to God. Don't care who you are.
I don't hear either side talking about Jesus. You know, that's sad, man. They talking about themselves. What about us? What about Christ? What I like.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Microphone's turning off and on, but
is it?
Just watch the cord. Hold it up.
Okay. So I just, that song just came out of me about a month ago, and I'm the most unlikely person for. I knew when it was coming. I said, this got to be God. This ain't me, you know, so. I thank the Lord for all that he's doing with trying to stir things up. And I'm already, as soon as Fox News heard that we did this song, the guy that I know that's with Fox, one of the anchors.
The guy from Fox News was actually on the plane from New York to Los Angeles to do an interview with Lou Gossett Jr. And he got my Facebook deal. And so he said, oh, wow, Leon's trying to get a hold of me. So I just told him I had written this song. So as soon as he landed from New York in L.A., he actually hit me back and said, man, if I can get a crew together, we're going to come over to Las Vegas. We're going to come to your house, and we're going to tape the song and talk about your ministry with the kids and like that. I said, serious? He said, yeah, man, this is gonna be national. I said, get out of here. I had never had anything. All my career, I've never had anything like that even happen. So to me, it was just a confirmation that somehow God has got to get back in the mix. We got to have faith again. We got to change this land. We're going to do it. As Christians, we're going to change this land. Okay? So, and we just can't stop. Now, we know back in the day, of course, you guys all know this, but, you know, there was a big thing about Diana back in the day. Diana was the big deal way back in the day. Oh, man, everybody was worshiping Diana. Well, guess what? I don't even remember Diana. Diana in this day. And guess what? The gospel is still trucking along. All them other fans and everything gone. Jesus is still trucking along. So we're on the winning side. And sometimes it seems like it's going a little too slow and we got to help, Lord. But it's consistent. That blood from Calvary continues to flow. I don't care what else is going on in the world. I know the LGBT and all this kind of, the gospel is still flowing. Christ ain't messed up by none of that stuff. He came to die for all that would call on his name. Whoever, he said, whoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just, are we willing to be the whosoever that would go out there and get them? You know, that's the deal. So anyway, turn to your neighbor and say, you are on assignment. Turn to somebody on the other side and say, you are on assignment. Turn to somebody behind you and say, you are on assignment. Tap somebody on the shoulder in front of you. Whisper in the ear and say, you are on assignment. Amen. I love this thinking because, you know, when I think about your pastors, especially Pastor Keith, this guy's got a lot of jobs, man. I'm amazed at him. I'm amazed that he has a love for Christ. He's Christ's child. And then he's a husband and a father. And I think you're probably a grandfather now, right? Because you got Toby. So he got, and then he's a singer, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's a publisher. Now in Jamaica, they ask you how many jobs you got. If you have only three jobs, you're a lazy bum. If you got, oh man, you work two full-time jobs and a half a job, oh, you lazy bum. But if you got at least five jobs, okay. You're a good man, you have five jobs. And so, Pastor, he would be a king in Jamaica. He could be the king of Jamaica right now. Yeah, man. So I say that to say that there is so much that I still think is up the road for us to do. There's so much that God wants to do through us. But knowing our assignment, oh, man, that is just the most hugest thing in the world. And we were over in Sacramento about maybe 3 weeks ago, and there's another friend of mine that's celebrating an anniversary. This is 25th anniversary, and so we were there, and his wife actually takes care of the kids' church, and so she was telling me, she said one of the kids came one day and said, oh, "Teacher, do you love me?" And she said, "Yeah, I love you, and Jesus loves you." He said, okay, fine. He said, I knew that. And then he jumped in her lap. And then it was just funny because she didn't know why he jumped in her lap. She said, I knew I was loved. He said, well, how'd you know you were loved? He said, because bugs love to bite me.
That's the weirdest thing, man. But anyway, I want to give you a scripture because I believe that, you know, I can't get out of here unless I give you a scripture. But this is just the one that I think you'll enjoy. This is 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I'm only going to give you one verse because it consumes the whole of what I'm trying to tell you. I wish I had time to go through this whole thing. But suffice to say, this is what Paul starts off and says, greetings from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. Now, that's it right there. I mean, the fact he knew who he was. He said, I'm an apostle.
He said to me, he said, I am an apostle because God wanted me to be. Now, see, it's a lot of times we don't know if it's really God's will. You know, you say, well, I know I'm supposed to do this thing. I'm praying about this. I know I'm supposed to, I don't know if it's really God's will, but I'm trying to do this thing that I know God was. I'm not sure if it's God's will, but I'm here. I'm trying to do this thing. But this is what Paul said. I know I'm an apostle, and I'm an apostle because God wanted me to be one. And he goes on to say, God sent me to tell people about the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. That's an assignment. That's a beautiful assignment. He knew that, and through the whole of what he did, that was exactly what happened with him. That's exactly who he was and what he did. To know your assignment is beautiful. When the lady was telling me about this little boy, it was just funny because she said he has kind of like a heart, like a Martin Luther King kind of heart, or a Sister Teresa type of heart. He's just got that kind of thing going on inside of him. And I just thought about, you know, I said, man, I bet you the revival that we're waiting for is going to come through kids. You know why? Because we, how can I say this good? I think sometimes we get into our own little church. We think that's it.
You heard nothing since you heard my pastor. Oh, man, the Spirit of God flows in my church, man. I don't know about your church, but my church, oh, the Holy Ghost is flowing in my church.
Every church all over the world is saying the same thing. They all say that
my church and my pastor and this.
And I'm telling you, kids, they don't trip like that. Kids they don't care about no denomination. They don't care about no color. They don't care about no nationality. They ain't there. They ain't walled in. We walled in. And I think that's what's so beautiful about festivals that we do. You know, the music, when they do the music festivals, because everybody's outside. It's like church without walls. You know what I mean? Everybody's blending together. And I know we're going to get there. We're going to get there. But I really believe that your children are the ones that are going to lead us. Jesus even said it. And so I really believe it's unless we are like children, boy, it's going to be hard to understand the real essence of the kingdom. So I'm just saying that to you. Turn to somebody and say, you are on assignment. Now, the thing about assignments, sometimes you don't know who you're going to be assigned to. God will hook some stuff up, man, and just mess up your whole philosophy about who you thought you were supposed to be ministering to. And, you know, a lot of times it could be somebody at work. It could be somebody, you know, from school, somebody in your neighborhood. And so you know how you get. You see that person coming that you have a little bit of an issue with. You see him walking. You just turn this way and go, oh, yeah, well, you know, like that. Or you get on the phone. Yeah, well, you know, hey, girl, what's up? Yeah, hello, how you doing? And then the phone rings. Oh, man. So, you know, so, but we can't get like that because you just never know who God is sending you to. I had to go to a seminar some years back, and it was one of them times when I just really needed to hear from God. I wanted to be there. It's 3 days. I just need to hear from you, Lord. I need to hear from you. So the leader said, well, this is all fine and good, but it would be better if you had a partner. And so, you know, next to me, there's this brother next to me. He's kind of, you know, we kind of was hanging already. So I said, well, this would probably be the guy I hang out with. Me and him, you know, we'd high-five and we could elbow, you know, all that kind of stuff. Hey, what's up? Like that. And then the guy said, no, I want you to choose somebody in this room that you wouldn't normally hang out with. Come on now. And I saw a guy way over in the corner, complete opposite from me. Just complete. I mean, everything about him, his clothing, his hair, everything. Everything was different. So I just said, man, is that the guy I'm supposed to go hang with? And he was looking at me the same way. He said, oh, man, yeah, that guy. I definitely would be hanging with that guy over there. And we started walking toward each other. Can you believe that? We got together, started to talk. He's a painter. That's what he did by trade. He's a painter. Paints paintings. And so we got to talking. He could finish my sentences, and I could finish his. We were exactly the same. And I had already judged him based on how he looks. You never know who God is going to assign you to. So we got to unzip all this other, you know, stuff that we, how we act, And we just got to let out, because that's what we did in that seminar. That was 3 days of unzipping. Man, I came out of there raw like crazy when I came out of that place. But it was so good for me. So I'm saying to you, you never know who you're assigned to. This happened to me, it's been a while now, but I tell singles this all the time. If you're looking for somebody, what you should do is stay on the road of your assignment. And eventually, you will intersect the person of your prayers. That can happen in romance. That can happen in business. God just hooks you up like that. If you're on the road you're supposed to be on, that God has you assigned to, there's an intersection that happens. And you meet exactly the person God has got set up for you. Me, I've been hanging out with the Cordonier Foster Homes people for a long time. When I left Santana, that was the first thing I wanted to do. Just kind of go and do something for foster kids, because mom and dad had foster kids in the home. So I hooked up with Cordonier Foster Homes. We hung for a lot of years. And so they wanted to go on tour. Actually, they wanted to do like a little cruise. And so I was like, oh, man, I don't want to go on no cruise with all the couples and stuff. But, you know, as a single man, that's horrible, going on a cruise. So, but, they said, well, we'll pay for it. I said, well, you know, cruise don't sound too bad. I said, I think I could make that. And so we got on this cruise. But about the second day, we hadn't started doing business yet because we wanted to take them to the next level. And so I found a little piano. I just sat down at the piano and I was playing. And man, it was beautiful, man. The little curved windows and the dolphins was jumping. And, you know, the birds just seemed to come at the same right time. And they flying past you. Hey, what's up, Lee? Like that. That's all right. Then the people were playing the congas in the background. They got the ladies, the men with the little umbrella and the drinking. And they're hugged up and they all pass out. Man, it's miserable for a single man to be on this cruise. So I said, I had a prayer. It was only a two-word prayer. Surprise me. Hey, man, that's a good prayer, man. Surprise me. And so I just continued playing the piano. And next thing I know, this guy came. He was you heard me playing. So he came, this Filipino guy came and sat next to me. And he started singing with me and stuff. We just kind of, I was trying to do a little song about throwing a little Amazing Grace, because I know where he's at, you know. So I just throw a little of that in there, so a little religion. So, but then I whispered back to the Lord. I said, Lord, not that kind of surprise. But anyway, but finally, after a little bit, here's come this lady walking toward the piano. I said, oh. And she didn't have no rings on. I said, whoa, yeah, she's real pretty. And she had this smile, big old smile. And to me, in my cartoon mind, she was looking like she was walking like this, kind of toward the piano, you know, slow motion like that. I said, woo-wee. And so she finally came. Next thing I know, she cut and sat next to this guy. I said, oh, man, that's the husband. I said, oh, forgive me, Lord. So but the next thing I know, we sing together a little bit. They got up to leave. They introduced themselves as brother and sister. I said, oh, it's on now. Yeah. So, and Renee, it's just been a beautiful thing, man. She's a Filipino girl, 22 years, man. I mean, that's a long time for a musician. That's all I can say. For a Christian musician, that's right, Scott? Yeah, Scott West is on the phone. And so it's just a funny thing, man, that God would use me. And I think maybe I'm her assignment. I really believe. If you talk to her, she said, yeah, that man is my sign for the show. So, but anyway, I'm just saying, turn to somebody and say, you are on assignment. Okay, so let me give you this, because this is going to help you. Anything that is less than Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Any assignment that is less than what they had to go through, you cool. You cool. If you don't have to go in an old burning furnace, heat it up 7 times, if you ain't got to go deal with that, anything below that assignment is a good assignment. And I know you have, just to capsulize, y'all know the story, but I mean, back in the day, Nebuchadnezzar, he just built this big old statue. And, you know, it was gold and, you know, all like that. And he wanted everybody in the land to bow down to it. He said, when the musicians start to play, musicians, everybody, supposed to bow down to the statue. And Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they said, we ain't bowing down to that. We ain't bowing down to that statue. That's crazy. We're not doing that. And I love the line that they gave. And I'm sure Abednego was probably the spokesperson. I'm just imagining my cartoon mind. But I'm thinking he's probably the spokesperson. And he just lets the king know right away. He said, King, I don't care nothing about that furnace. He said, our God can deliver us from that furnace. But he said, but if he chooses not to. Now, see, I think the brother had a neck thing going. Huh? If he chooses not to, we ain't bound down to this. Look at them feet. You can put some lotion on them feet or something, man. Put some Windex on their feet. Nobody going to bow down to this statue. We ain't bowing to this statue. And it's just funny because he turned the furnace up 7 times his heat. And he had these big Schwarzenegger guys threw them in. And they were bound when they were thrown in. And the king was, you know, he thought, oh, yeah, man, I'm bad. Huh. And he sat back down. And one of the servants came over to him. I'm seeing my cartoon mind. I'm thinking. He came over and said, oh, king, look. Didn't we throw 3 guys into the furnace?
Yes.
Oh, well, look, King, you better come take a look. So the king gets up. He said, wait a minute. Didn't we throw 3 guys in the furnace? He said, they're all running around loose in there, and there's a 4th guy that looks like the Son of God. And it's funny because the king asked them, this is just so fun to me just to hear, that he asked them to come out of the fire. I mean, that blows me away, man. It's like trying to discover the universe or something. It's like, how do you ask 4 people to come out of the fire? And then when the 3 Hebrew boys came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. I mean, it's just too much for my brain. But it was so beautiful that the king turned the script. And said, anybody that even talks about these Hebrew boys in any kind of fashion, their God, they're out of here. We're cutting them up and going to reduce their house to rubble. So I'm just saying, anything that is less than what they had to deal with is a good assignment. So turn to somebody and say, you are on assignment. Last point. So I'm telling you, you know, encouraging you. Hey, man, God been on me, too. I got assigned to start doing high schools and middle schools. And I'm going in to do, I didn't know what God wanted me to do, but it came up with the bullying thing. So my heart just jumped out. I started writing songs. Next thing I know, I'm in high schools and middle schools helping kids just kind of get through issues. And they let me give my testimony, which is cool. I didn't know they were going to let me do that. But they said, yeah, well, the things that have happened to you, you can talk about those things. So I could tell them how I got saved, which is the cool. And it's funny, you know. But say, the kids are all laughing and stuff. But at the same time, I'm dropping Jesus seeds on them, you know. And so the reason I say this, because this was a little scary for me at first. This is really scary. I just can't tell you, man, because the first one I had to do was in Michigan. I was in Niles, Michigan, and I was doing a baccalaureate. So they said, well, since you're going to do the baccalaureate, why don't you just come and do the assembly during the day? I said, oh, man, what am I going to say to these kids? And, you know, we just have different languages. We're different ages. I don't know what am I going to say? And when that curtain closed behind me and I'm just standing there on the stage just like, oh, Lord, help. Help, Lord. My stomach is going like this. In fact, before I got on stage, it felt like I had swallowed a whole box of cotton. I mean, my throat was all dry, and you know how you get these little white stains on the side? I was like, oh, Lord, please, what am I supposed to do? In fact, before I got on stage, I did kind of like a dry heave. It was just and I realized it was spiritual. So I really had to set Satan in his place. I said, wait. And I just started quoting anything I could think of. It wasn't even related scriptures. Jesus wept. I didn't, whatever scripture I could think, whatever came to my mind. It didn't have nothing to do with the subject matter. But anyway, he knew it's the word. So he backed up off of me. And the first thing I did, I came through the door and I just started hugging all the kids. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Oh, good to see you. Man, that's a nice watch you got, man. That's great. Look at that hairdo. Oh, you got it. That's good. That nice hairdo. I like that, man. That's good hair. like that. I just started doing that with all the kids, so I didn't look like I was some, you know, how they make you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, featuring,
you know, and it's just funny because they I feel like I need to be 8 feet tall or something to come out, you know, in an Iron Man outfit or something, you know, like that. But it was just so cool just to hug on them. So when I got on stage, it was beautiful. Everybody accepted me right away. And then I started with a song I thought they'd like, Uptown Funk.
Y'all don't know nothing about no Uptown Funk.
But, you know, you know something about some Uptown Funk? Have you heard that song? A few of you. Okay. So anyway, that's the one I started with. And then that I had some come on stage and they danced with me. And, you know, I did a contest with some of them. It was just a fun 45 minutes. So that set me off now. So now what I have to say to myself, instead of getting depressed about, you know, being on the stage, I have to talk to myself. And I had to actually write down something that I could say to myself right before I went on. And I would just quote this thing that lets my heart and my mind know that this is my assignment. God has placed me here to be here at this school. And God is going to drop seeds on these kids. I have to say stuff like that to myself before I go on. So I'm just saying, this may be you too. I don't know what God has assigned you to. But it is something so wonderful that we have to talk about it for a half hour this morning. About your assignment. And it's important. It's important because there's a passion inside of you that's just been sitting there and waiting. I believe that when he talks about the loins being girded with truth, I think this area here, because it says it's right below the ribs, that when I looked up loins in the Webster, it said right below the ribs and pelvic area. So I think this is where our passion lies. And what Satan tries to do is we get this passion, we get this calling, and Satan is trying to keep punching us in the stomach. He's trying to take the passion away. And we just have to start quoting what we believe God has assigned us to do. Like Paul said, I am an apostle. If that's all you can say, I am an apostle because God wanted me to be apostle. Those are the kind of words you have to say to yourself. Quote those scriptures. So I want you to say this with me. I am on assignment. It's attached to my spirit, my DNA. I am not in competition with anyone, but challenged to be the best I can rise to. And as a confirmation, many will be helped, minister to, and join us in heaven one day. I believe it, and God will make it so. I am on assignment, and I'm proud to be assigned to my special call. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to bow your head for just a second. Lord, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you for all that you do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that this next phase of our lives, some of us in this place are totally confused. Some of us know exactly what we're supposed to do, and somehow we have dropped the ball. Or maybe we need time to just figure out what it is that you're doing in our lives. But Lord, if this is us and we need to take a season to just regroup, Lord, we pray that you will give us for real the assignment that we can start building on from now. Lord, we love you. We're so thankful for all that you do in our lives. And there may be a few of you here that maybe the assignment is for you to get saved. I don't know. Maybe this is the first time or the first place that you're supposed to make this step now and go toward him. Because it's hard to do anything in this life without Christ. And he said, I am the light of the world. Anyone that follows me will not walk in darkness, So everything in your life is going to lighten up. Your family life, your marriage, your relationship with friends and family. Some of you have family members you haven't talked to in years and years and years. One of you is going to take the step to be the bigger person. I know they harmed you. Maybe they said something that you just can't forget or forgive. But maybe your assignment is to do the first strike of love. But whatever that is, I pray that you will follow the light. Follow God's voice. And for those of you that are saying, yes, Jesus, I know I need to get my life right with you. I'm just going to have a prayer. And for those of you that want to make things right with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I'm not going to ask you to stand up. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I just want you to raise your hand and wave it to me. Say, brother, pray for me in your closing prayer. Just do that now. Just wave it to me. Good. I see you over here. Good. See you there in the back. Good. See you over here. Good. Lord said, anyone that would confess, he would forgive. So for the sake of these that have raised their hands, I want everybody in the room to pray this prayer with me. Let's just do it now. Lord Jesus, thank you for not giving up on me. This is the day, the turning point in my life. I will never forget this celebration, 32 years of this wonderful church. Is the day I made a change. Take the blood that you shed on Calvary. Wash me. Cleanse me. Remove the sin, Lord. And from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, fill me with new life. Fill me with new direction. Who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. And right now, Lord, I accept that freedom. I am no longer bound to my old ways, my old habits. But Jesus has set me free. I am free. I am free. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
One more time.
Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Yes, we do, Lord.
I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
Here we go.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Love lifts your name again. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Love it lifts your name on high. Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, we lift your name on high. Just say, Jesus, 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 we love you. Came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the sky. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift to me. You came from heaven to earth. Come on. Debt you paid from the cross, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on.
Hey, Brother Leon, you know, I just found out this morning that Facebook started live video.
Uh-oh.
And your wife just logged on watching
uh-oh,
us.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
Everybody say hi to Miss Renee Patillo.
Hey, Renee. Hey, Renee.
And my friend Scott Wesley Brown, he logged on, and he said to tell you that Belinda and him have been married 40 years now.
Oh, man.
Isn't that awesome?
That's a real long time, hey, a musician.
Even my daughter in Nashville just logged on. Kathy, your aunt in Colorado.
Wow.
That's cool.
I just so neat.
And
man,
I really think that it would be appropriate for, since Miss Renee couldn't be here, for you to sing a little bit of Flesh of My Flesh to her. And let's put some love. Everybody put some love out to Miss Renee Patillo in Las Vegas, Nevada.
You
come on.
Are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. There's no one closer. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Don't you know we are all one?
I do give my life to you today and every day. And I will take good care of you, and I'll shower you with praise. I have searched, and I've searched for someone who would make my dreams come true.
can take your place. No, not even one.
You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone.
If no one closer,
you are flesh of my flesh,
bone of my bone.
We are one.
Sing the second verse for us. Come on now.
Couples. We have any couples in the house? Couples, raise your hand. Good. Okay, husbands, I want you to turn to your wives right now. Hold their hands. Look them in the face. This is a good thing to do on the 32nd anniversary. And I want you to just repeat after me. Men, I want you to say this to your wives. Don't look at me. Look at her. Say, my dear wife, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul. I'm so glad you have stood by me all these years, through all my ups and downs, all of my dreams and some failures. I love you so much, and I thank you. And I'm so glad God brought you into my life. But I need to ask you to forgive me, because there are times when you're talking and I'm not listening. Forgive me. I ask God, help me to hear your heart. Even the things that you don't say, somehow I'll pick up on it. I love you, my dear wife. Always have. Always will. I just give her a little kiss there. Good. Okay, wives, turn to your husbands.
Oh, you thought you were going to get away with it. No.
Said, my dear husband, I want you to know that I love you too. This is a very special day. 32 years, the existence of this church. And I'm so thankful that we have a foundation. But I need to ask you to forgive me, because sometimes you come up with ideas, thousands and thousands of ideas, and I give you negative feedback. But today, I'm asking God, help me to hear the one that you love the most, your biggest idea, the one you talk about the most. I promise you today, I will remind you in a loving way about that one idea that fills your heart and fills your passion. I love you, my dear husband. I've got your back. Always have. Always will. I just give him a little kiss there.
Yeah.
Storms of life, they will blow and blow. It won't knock me down. We'll stand the test of time. Cause we stand on holy ground. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. There's no one closer.
You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. There is no one closer than you. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, we are one. We are one.
God bless you. I love you.
Come on, give it up for Leon Patello.
Love you. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, there's so many good songs that we could just keep you here singing. If you didn't have to catch an airplane, I would just keep you here.
Yeah,
I was thinking of, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Let's do a little bit.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, go, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost, go.
If you love me.
If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep. Though I'll be with you forever and ever until the ends of the world. Go.
Give it up. Love you, brother.